Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Good morning. Brothers and sisters in Christ, on behalf of the good people of Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland, I would like to welcome all those who are worshiping with us this morning for the first time or doing so after a long while. Welcome especially to Cameroonian Presbyterians from England and Europe who are worshiping with us. They came in on Friday for the book launch and events yesterday, and you can see them in their colors. Some will join us later. But welcome also to our church members who are worshiping with us via Zoom, and those who will be doing so following our church service online. After the service, we are all invited to teas and coffees at our church hall. You can access that to my left. Let us take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for worship. Let us worship God. Our first hymn, O Worship the King, All Glorious Above, 127.
Thank you. Let us pray. Loving and faithful God, you are the God who waits to be gracious, the one who rises to show mercy. We thank you for gathering us together this morning from different nations, cultures, and stories, but united in one Savior, one baptism, and one hope. We thank you for your goodness poured out on us, for the joy and fellowship of last night's celebration, and for the milestones we marked: a book launched, a medal received, and a community strengthened. Lord, you have been so kind. As we come before you in worship today, we ask for your continued presence among us. Anoint this service with your Spirit. Bless every voice lifted in praise, every heart opened to your word, and every hand extended in friendship. Dear Father, you have given us everything we need in Christ: truth that brings life, mercy that renews, and a voice that calls us back when we wander. But we confess that we don't always listen. We turn to quick fixes instead of quiet trust. We rely on our own strength instead of your grace. We divide where you call us to unite. We hoard what you call us to share. Though you offer us eternal life through your Son, we sometimes live as though your promises are distant, and we forget that you are present here, now, and faithful. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for the pride that keeps us apart. Forgive us for the doubt that keeps us stuck. Forgive us for the fear that keeps us silent when you call us to walk in faith. Have mercy on us, bread of life. Feed us with your forgiveness. Fill us with your Spirit, and lead us again in your way. This is the way, Lord. Help us to walk in it together through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn, 516, we are marching in the light of God. Good morning, children. Good morning. How are you today? Good. Is this all the children in church today? Where are your friends? Still sleeping, maybe.
You had what? Are going to Dubai. Oh, wow. That's good. Who can identify what this is? Yes? It's a map. What do we do with maps? What's the use of maps? Do you know? Yes? To go around the world. To look around the world. Well, you can also use a map to go around the world. So we can use maps to locate places. And if you want to know where a country is, you can look at the map and you will see where that country is. So maps show us places in the world. We can also use a map to locate where we want to go. If we are driving somewhere new, we can look up the place in the map and try to find it. So maps are very important because they provide direction for us. And the way this map is drawn, you will see that there are boundaries between countries. But there is another map I want to talk about, and that is the map of God. God does not draw a map with walls or boundaries. He draws a map of love. And in the New Testament, Jesus says that I am the bread of life. And when Jesus says that he is the bread of life, he means that through him, he gives us peace, he gives us joy, he gives us everything that we need. And in the map of Jesus Christ, there is only love and no boundaries. What have you seen in church this morning, which is different from how our services usually are? Did you notice any difference in church today? Yes?
There's a lot of Cameroonian
people. Lots of Cameroonian people. Let's put our hands together. That's a brilliant response. They have filled up almost one row. So many Cameroonian people. I don't know why all of them are sitting in one place. So in church this morning, we don't have only Europeans, so Scottish, and maybe one Cameroonian family, but we have many Cameroonians and Scots and Europeans. That is how the map of God is. In Christ, there are no boundaries. There are no distinctions. We are one, and we are united in the love of God. So what we learned today is that all the barriers that other structures of society raise, those barriers collapse when we come to Christ and when we come to church. We are brothers and sisters because we all belong to Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the night that has gone and for this morning, and we thank you for this worship service. We thank you especially for our children, and we pray that you continue to open their minds to your word as they learn and grow in faith. We trust you with our lives and with all that we do through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our next hymn, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High, 558.
I'm so glad. Our first reading this morning comes from the New Testament, from 1 John, and is chapter 5, verse 9 to 13. And you can find this on page 1228 of the Pew Bibles or on the overhead. 1 John 5, 9 to 13. We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about in his Son. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And our second reading is from John chapter 6, verse 47 to 59, and you can find this on page 1071 of the Pew Bibles. I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you can eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Our next reading is from the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verses 18 to 22, and you can find this on page 714 of the Pew Bibles. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. O people of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Then you will defile your idols overlaid with silver and your images covered with gold. You will throw them away like a menstrual cloth and say to them, "Away with you." Amen. And may God add his blessing to these readings from his holy word. And our next hymn is hymn 448, Lord, the light of your love is shining.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of light and life, you are the one who speaks in stillness, who whispers through the word, and who guides us when we are not sure which way to go. Speak through the scriptures and through the one who brings the message so that we may not only hear your voice, but also recognize it behind us, saying, "This is the way, walk in it." In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Today is Mother's Day, or Mothering Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the house. Happy, happy Mother's Day. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it has often been said that God writes straight with crooked lines. But sometimes he rewrites maps altogether. I think there is something both humorous and holy about the sight of a Cameroonian preacher standing in a Scottish kirk, surrounded by friends from across Europe and Africa, celebrating a book launch and a royal medal. It sounds like the setup for a joke. A Presbyterian from Cameroon serving in a church in Fife. And yet, here we are, not a punchline, but a living testimony. Here we are in a sanctuary that overlooks the Tay, with hearts that remember the Sanaga and the Wuri and the Menchum Falls in Cameroon. A congregation drawn from two worlds that have known colonization, complexity, and the quest for identity. Two nations, Scotland and Anglophone Cameroon, both familiar with the ache of seeking self-determination, both having asked, what would it look like to govern ourselves, to preserve our voice, and to be fully seen? And yet, what brings us together today is not nationalism, but neighborliness. Not the flags of our homelands, but the banner of Christ. We are not here to declare independence, but to live out a spirit-born interdependence shaped by mercy and rooted in grace. When the Guardian newspaper in Cameroon named me one of 29 Anglophones flying the flag in the diaspora in 2024, I felt the weight of responsibility. When King Charles III awarded me a coronation medal following my participation in the honors of Scotland in July 2023, I smiled not just at the moment, but at the deeper irony that a child of colonized soil could now bless the symbols of a former empire. But that is what grace looks like when it crosses oceans. Let me tell you a story. There was once a young boy in Cameroon named Etienne. His father had a small wooden chest beneath his bed where he kept treasures, faded black and white photographs, yellowing letters from a missionary friend in Aberdeen, and an old crumpled map of the world, one with strange lines, outdated names, and half of Africa shaded in colonial pink. One day, Etienne asked, "Papa, why do you keep that old map?" His father replied, "Because this map reminds me of what the world once looked like, divided, labeled, claimed. But God has given us a new map now, drawn not with borders, but with grace. One day, my son, you will walk across that map and see that wherever Christ is, you are home." Years later, Etienne stood in a church in Scotland, preaching in a strange accent to a people who had become his kin, and he remembered the map and smiled. Dear friends, we are all walking across that map today, discovering that the gospel is not only good news, it is global news, and it is borderless. Isaiah 30 opens with divine disappointment. The people of God have sought refuge in Egypt, in politics, in treaties, in the machinery of men, instead of placing their trust in the living God. They want security, not surrender. They want fast answers, not faith. And that sounds familiar. Western democracies are fraying under the weight of political polarization, economic disparity, and culture wars. In Cameroon, the Anglophone crisis still burns like a wound that refuses to heal, silenced in headlines, but screaming in hearts. Across the globe, people seek safety in nationalism, in technology, in money, and in power. But then, at the very moment we expect judgment, Isaiah the prophet says, "Therefore the Lord is waiting to show you mercy, not wrath but welcome, not condemnation but compassion, not destruction but restoration." This is a God not with a lightning bolt, but with open arms. Like the father in Luke 15, he stands at the window, scanning the horizon for the prodigal son to return. And friends, that prodigal is not just a person, it is a people. It is us when we forget that grace is our only refuge. And then comes this beautiful line, "Your teacher will not hide himself anymore. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" How many of us are at crossroads in politics, in our families, in our careers, in our faith, even in our health? We live in a time of overwhelming noise, social media shouting, 24/7 news cycles, divisive ideologies, and yet the prophet Isaiah reminds us that if we quiet our souls, we will hear a different voice, not in front of us, but behind us, gently whispering, "This is the way, walk in it." And what is the way, you ask me? Not domination, but dignity. Not suspicion, but solidarity. Not hoarding, but hospitality. Not fear, but faith. That way, that gospel path finds its most powerful symbol in bread. "I am the bread of life," says Jesus. "Whoever comes to me shall not hunger." This is not bread for the elite or the elect. This is bread for the weary, bread for the refugee, bread for the faithful and the doubting, the broken and the bold. And this morning, we break that bread together. This is not just a ritual. It is a revolution of grace. So what does it mean today that Scottish Presbyterians and Cameroonian Presbyterians are coming to the Lord's table as one? It means that the Eucharist is not simply a remembrance, it is a reunion. It means we are no longer guests, we are family. It means that the power of God flattens hierarchy, dismantles racism, and heals history. It means that while the world builds walls, the church shares wine. While nations debate borders, the church breaks bread. At this table, no passport is required, no translation needed, just open hands and open hearts. We do not eat alone, we eat together as the body of Christ, broken and beloved. This is the vision of my book. This is the rhythm of my story. This is the beauty of this moment. A Cameroonian preacher in a Scottish parish is not an accident of migration. It is a movement of mercy. This is the church becoming who she was always meant to be, multilingual yet united in praise, multinational yet rooted in the same Lord, multi-ethnic yet one body, one faith, one baptism. Let the world be confused. We know what we are, one in Christ Jesus. What does this mean for us today? It means hope is not wishful thinking, it is our calling. It means that when the world says divide, we say disciple. It means we do not just share pulpits. We share pain, purpose, and the path of Jesus Christ. And when we hear him whisper, this is the way, we say, yes, Lord, and we will walk in it. So church, let us walk this way. Walk in mercy. Walk in courage. Walk in community. Let us walk across oceans, cultures, and pews, until the world sees the church not as a fortress, but as a feast. The table is set, the teacher is near, the bread has been broken. The voice is speaking, this is the way, walking in it, and by God's grace, we will. Indeed, we will walk in it, and by God's grace, we will do so. Let us pray. Gracious and faithful God, we thank you for your word to us today, a word that crosses borders, speaks across cultures, and invites us into a deeper walk with you. We have heard the voice of the teacher. We have been reminded that your way is mercy, your truth is eternal, and your bread gives life to the world. Now, Lord, help us to live what we have heard. Let the message take root in our hearts and bear fruit in our actions. We pray in his powerful name. Amen. Our next hymn, 251, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky.
Thank you.
Lord is good. And all the time. We are now going to do our offering collection the way it is done in Cameroon. And we will ask the Cameroonians who are here to lead us in a series of choruses as we sing and come to the front with our offering. The Lord is good. And all the time. If you can't sing what they are singing, you can join in the clapping and dancing.
Up on the mountaintop.
seated. Let us pray. Gracious and generous God, you have poured out blessings that cross oceans and echo through generations. Today we offer back to you a portion of what you have entrusted to us, not just coins and currency, but gratitude, faith, and hope. Let these offerings feed the hungry, comfort the weary, and strengthen the ministry of your church in Newport-on-Tay, in Cameroon, and wherever your gospel works. We dedicate this offering, this bread and this wine, not just to sustain buildings or budgets and our physical and spiritual lives, but to build bridges of love across every barrier. May what we give today be a sign of our shared calling to walk the way of Christ with open hands and open hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Ye gates, lift up your heads on high. Hymn number 19.
Sisters and brothers in Christ, this is not a Scottish table. This is not a Cameroonian table. This is the Lord's table. And all who trust in Christ, young and old, near and far, are welcome here. Come not because you are strong, but because you are sick in strength. Come not because you are perfect, but because you need grace. Come not because you are worthy, but because the Lord Jesus invites you and makes you worthy through his love. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right. It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, creator of the heavens and the earth, God of Cameroon and Scotland, of many people and one body in Christ. You formed us in your image, called us by name, and placed in us a longing to walk in your way. Though we wandered, you did not turn away. You spoke through prophets. You guided with mercy. And in Jesus Christ, you came to us in grace. In him, we see your great face. In him, we hear your voice. This is the way. Walk in it. In him, we taste the bread of life and receive eternal hope. So with all who belong to you in every land and language, with the saints in glory and the faithful on earth, we join the unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, our God, we praise you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lived among us full of grace and truth. He healed the sick, welcomed the stranger, lifted the broken, and loved the unlovable. On the cross, he bore the weight of our sin. In the tomb, he took on the silence of death, but in the resurrection, he rose victorious, a new creation dawning for all who believe. Send your Holy Spirit, O God, upon us and upon this bread and this cup. Make them for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be nourished by his life and united in his love. As we eat this meal together, Scots and Cameroonians, young and old, far and near, may we become one people, walking in your way, living for your glory, and sharing your peace with the world. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Our Lord, come.
On the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus Christ took bread. When he had blessed and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat my body, which is broken for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way also, when supper was ended, he took the cup, and when he had blessed and given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you, my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in memory of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Your death, O Christ, we proclaim. Your resurrection we announce. Your coming we await. Amen. Happy are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Come now with faith and repentant hearts to the table which the Lord has prepared for us. Take and eat of his bread of life and drink of his cup of salvation with thanksgiving. Communion will be celebrated a bit differently today. Myself and my colleague, Reverend Felix Dim, and Elders Bill and Claire will serve from the front. If you are not able to come up, we will come and serve you where you are. But if you are able, please just make your way to the front. Just eat the bread and then drink the wine and make your way back to your seat. Eat the body of Christ. Eat. Having now by faith received the sacrament of the body and blood of Christ, let us give thanks. So give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let us pray. God of the journey, God of justice, God of joy, we give you thanks for this holy gathering where Cameroonians and Scots, Africans and Europeans, young and old, stand side by side at the foot of the cross and around the table of grace. Today we give you thanks for every hand that made this moment possible, for the scholars and seekers, the musicians and cooks, the elders and children. We bless you for the friendships formed, the stories shared, and the spirit felt. We pray especially for our Cameroonian brothers and sisters who have traveled from England and across Scotland and Europe to be with us this weekend. Grant them safe travels as they return home by road, rail, air, or sea. Let every mile be covered by your mercy. Let every return be joyful. We thank you for the celebration of the book launched yesterday, a witness to your work across borders, cultures and histories, and we praise you for the recognitions bestowed to us for the sake of medals, but as a symbol of service and faithfulness. Lord, let this gathering be more than a moment. Let it be a beginning. Let this be the spark of a deeper partnership between Cameroonian and Scottish Christians, between churches and cultures in serving Christ and his kingdom. We lift before you those in pain, those seeking direction, and those longing for peace. For Cameroon still aching with division, for Scotland still wrestling with questions of identity, for every land where hope is hard to find, Lord Jesus, bread of life, feed us until our fears give way to faith. Guide us until we hear you say again, this is the way, walk in it, and by your Spirit we will. In the name of the risen Christ we pray. Amen. Let's bring our service to a close by singing, "To God be the glory, great things he has done." Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.